20th Century Fox is on the air, presenting themes and songs from the season's newest musical triumph, You Can't Have Everything, with Alice Bane, the Rich Brothers, Don Ameche, Charles Wininger, Louise Hobick, Rubinoff and his violin, Tony Martin, Arthur Treacher, Phyllis Brooks, and hundreds of singing and dancing beauties. And now, lovely Alice Faye starts the Gordon and Revel hit parade with the title tune, You Can't Have Everything.
You can't have everything. Be satisfied with the little bit you may get. You can't have everything. Don't envy neighbors and the fortunes that they get. Live and laugh and listen. Don't be greedy. Help the needy and you gotta get lucky. Yes. Poor man, rich man, beggar or king, you just can't have everything. So thank your stars above, a song in your heart, a penny in your pocket, and something, someone in your arms to love, to love.
Tony Martin, popular song star of radio and screen, is at his singing best as he offers The Loveliness of You.
The beaming eyes, the touch of your hand, darker than heaven, never could replace the loveliness of you, the warmth of your lips, the way that they cling. Your voice is like the breath of spring. Darling, what's the theme of every song I sing? The loneliness of when we speak of king. Words may fail, it's true, but unaccustomed as I am to public speaking, I'll tell the whole wide world about you. Your charm and your grace, you dance the divine. The joy that I know, to know that you are mine. I'd need a million phrases to properly define the heaven above.
You Can't Have Everything deals with a small-town girl, Judith Wells, played by Alice Faye, who has written a play and goes to New York to launch her career as a playwright. After many setbacks, she meets a young producer, George McRae, played by Don Ameche, who discovers that as an author, she is a marvelous singer and persuades her to play the lead in his latest show. Everything goes smoothly until George's former girlfriend, Lulu Riley, played by Louise Hobick, finds out about their budding romance and decides to break it up. Here is the scene backstage as irate Lulu finds Judith getting ready for her next number.
I just dropped in to tell you that everyone is saying the nicest things about your performance.
Oh, thanks.
And to suggest you confine it to the stage.
What do you mean?
Mr. George McRae, author and director of this play, happens to be mine. He's out of circulation, so kindly keep your hands off.
I don't believe you.
No? Well, take a look at these cables. Love, George. Can't wait to see you, George. Somebody loving you ardently, George. Remember what I said. Hands off, or I'll cut your heart out and stuff it like an olive.
Well, it looks as though someone is headed for trouble. However, it's now time to present a tuneful surprise. Dance Roots, featuring that favorite of millions, Rubinoff and his violin.
Thank you.
minds without a single thought. Even their brain cells are padded. Those internationally famous Zanies, the Ritz brothers.
Did you ever stop to wonder what the nearest thing in life is, even nearer than a wife is? Did you ever?
Now,
did you ever stop to wonder what is nearer than a mother or a sister or a brother? Oh, you never.
It's time to make the question clear. What is this thing you hold so dear?
The thing we hold so dear. The thing we hold so dear is long underwear, long underwear. Through cold and storm, the world keeps warm in long underwear. To us, it is the closest thing. To us, long underwear will cling. And that is why we want to think of long underwear.
Hallelujah, praise be to you. Underwear, you get up to you.
Long underwear, long underwear. Napoleon at Waterloo wore long underwear. And as he fought that battle grand, he stood like this, we understand. We'll bet he's glad to be the man in long underwear. Go on, Bill, and take the floor. We'll be back and tell you more.
Faye and Don Ameche supply the love interest in You Can't Have Everything. Let's listen to them in one of the romantic highlights of the picture.
Something wrong?
No. That is, I think there's some mascara in my eye.
Oh, well, don't rub it. Here, just a minute. I'll fix it. Here, try this.
Say, that's not mascara. That looks real to me.
I suppose I should be sophisticated like my plays. Take you for what you are. Just a charming fake. But somehow I can't. Lulu paid me a visit.
Oh. I see. I'm no angel, Judy. I've known Lulu a long while. She's a swell girl and a lot of fun. But you, you're what I've been looking for all my life, if you'll have me.
Well, after that, it's no wonder Don Ameche is inspired to sing Afraid to Dream.
Afraid to dream, afraid that you may not be there. Afraid to dream, without you it would seem so bare. With open arms I call to you. I want you, dear, just as I reach for you. Why do you disappear? And so I'm afraid to dream. I'll see you there with someone new. Afraid to find another one caressing you. Although you promised me that this could never be, it's the thought of losing you that makes me so afraid.
Accompanied by that master of the hot trumpet, Louis Prima, Alice Faye sings Danger, Love at Work.
Danger, love at work. Even though you can't detect it, listen when you least expect it, it stops you, knocks you down. Danger, love at work. When you do things sort of stupid, you can bet that Mr. Cupid arrives in time. You're both gone, you don't know when.
So close your windows, lock your doors. Close your windows, lock your doors. You better be careful.
Danger, love at work. It's the old familiar story. When you think that night is glorious, that's the start.
So don't you think you're too darn smart. Smart, you'll slip, not I, and fall, oh, and break your heart.
Oh. door. Yes, sirree, you better be careful, danger. Love at first, it's the old familiar story. When you think that night is over, it's that start. So don't you think that you're too smart. You will slip and fall, and you're gonna break, boom, boom, your heart.
And now, first the principals, then the entire cast, join in singing, Please Pardon Us, We're in Love.
If she's kind of shy and bashful, cause she has her shiny nose, please pardon us, we're in love.
If he tries to be so nonchalant, although my lipstick shows,
please pardon them, we're in love.
We seem sort of, kind of, like a days ago. Cause we feel love, honor, and obey the code.
If we're holding hands and stop to kiss in front of a million eyes,
guess you can surmise just what that signifies.
You gotta excuse it, please. Partner,
it's the show that has everything. 20th Century Fox's first great musical of the new entertainment season. Directed by Norman Torog, with Daryl F. Zanuck in charge of production, and featuring a great all-star cast headed by Alice Faye, the Ritz Brothers, Don Amici, Charles Wininger, Louise Hovick, and Rubinoff and his violin in You Can't Have Everything.